Hello, this is Casey.
Hi, Casey. This is Philip Avery with Archtop Fiber. We're giving you a call back in regards to the issue you have with someone trying to get service set up at a home that they're not quite in yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say your name was? Phil?
My name's Phil. Yes, ma'am.
Phil. Yeah, so yesterday I just happened to be at the house when I thought some salespeople were coming, and I opened the door, and I believe his name was Melvin. And I said, hey, I'm closing next week. I'm really sorry, but maybe the new owners come back for them. And he goes, no, we have an appointment today. And I said, no, you don't. And he goes, no, we do. And I'm like, no, you don't. This is my house. And I can't give you any permission to do anything until it's no longer my house.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to make a couple of calls. He said, you know what, we're just going to leave. I thought the matter was very much resolved because I made it very clear that they were not to do any work. Yesterday evening, my husband stopped by the house to fix a door, and he said there was a lift at the pole and wires running to the side of my home. He was not aware that I had had an earlier issue, and so he didn't know to basically intervene and say, no, we're not doing this. So I don't know what exactly was done, but it was absolutely against my permission as the actual homeowner.
I understand, and I will make it. I will actually bring that information to the right department so they know what's going on as well. But I'm letting you know that we are putting a stop to any and all other activities until you request the day of the 9th, because you said you're not closing on the home until what, sometime next week.
The fifth.
All right. So yeah, next Friday. So yeah. So we are actually not going. We are putting a full stop on everything for you guys, so that we don't have any more technicians coming out to your home. Nobody's coming onto your property without your permission, and we're going to make sure that we're taking care of this.
Well, what was actually done? Because I assume since your technicians were running wires, that you don't even need to be on the property. You've probably already completed all of the work.
So what we did was called the drop. Essentially, it's they ran the fiber cabling that goes from the street to the house, and that's all they did.
Yeah.
Nothing has been installed.
But Phil, that is my problem. I was very clear with Melvin yesterday. You can say to me, oh, we're putting a full stop, and that is supposed to appease me, and it does not. I did not give, not only did I not give permission as the homeowner, I specifically told your staff they are not permitted to do it, and it was done anyway. So it's, besides the fact that you trespassed on my property, like I'm, and now you're just saying, oh, we're going to put a stop to it. You don't need to do anything else to it. You've already done it. So explain to me how that happened. I need to know how. I was very, very clear with a witness, because my realtor, I got her right on the horn and put her on speakerphone, how it happened. How did I say, no, you're not doing this, and it was still done?
I don't understand how that was done. We actually communicated with the management team as well, that there should have been a stop. Yeah, we contacted yesterday at 11:35 is when we had this information, that we sent off, and we had this, and we were told that it was going to be handled, and that was the only thing we had. So I will talk to the department that needs to be talked to about this, about what was going on. I'm just a customer service representative, ma'am, so I can't actually speak for what happens with our technicians. That's, again, not my department. I'm just the person who answers calls, sends out calls, and helps with any kind of customer service. I will bring this information up to our management team so that they understand what's going on and how this should have been handled, and yet it wasn't.
Yeah, so I apologize. I was told I was going to be getting a call back twice from a manager, because I spoke to Lindsay last night and Andrea this morning. So you're just customer service. So
you spoke to someone who works in our overnight telecommunications. They're a different company. They're kind of like a third party company that works for Archtop Fiber, and they just answer calls.
Okay, understood.
So I will, yeah. I will definitely get this information off to our managers, and I will have them give you a call immediately see what they can do. All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, Casey. I will make sure that this information gets passed along. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for letting us know what's going on with our service at Arch Top Fiber, and we'd be happy to answer any other questions you have. I will make sure that manager gets a hold of you.
Thank you. Have a good day, Phil.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.